part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, welcome back to Mid Morning Empowerment. We are getting into our conversation with Brother Mike Ashley. We'll be looking at the feature manhood and a topic that says being a stepdad with wisdom and grace, because you can be a stepdad but without wisdom and grace. All right, welcome to Mid Morning Empowerment, Brother Ashley.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you doing today?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Before we get into our conversation, can we open with a word of prayer?
Sure, no problem.
Can you pray for us?
Okay, sure. I thought you were praying. I can pray, yeah. Okay, let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful opportunity for us to talk about things that pertain our lives, because these things that pertain our lives do touch you, because you care for us and you want us to have the wisdom to walk through life. We may find ourselves in situations that were never planned, but there's nothing that takes you by surprise. So we pray, Lord, that you may guide us through this radio program that we're about to start. Give us your wisdom and give us your presence. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother, for that. Such a beautiful prayer. All right, let's get into it without any waste of time. So we are looking at manhood, being a stepdad with wisdom and grace. So stepping into a blended family calls for a sensitivity and spiritual maturity. A stepfather's role isn't about replacing anyone, but about navigating a complex environment with intention or intentions and humility. But it requires a balance of relationship, gentleness, and emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Advising a stepfather's means helping them recognize that their influence or influence is significant mm-hmm. rather, and even when it is quiet, gradually or unseen, the question becomes not how to imitate someone else's role, but how to approach their own responsibilities with a steadiness and grace. So my first question to you, my brother, is that what expectations, spoken or unspoken, tend to shape how stepfathers understand their role?
Okay, thank you very much. I think when a stepfather is stepping into the family, remember, we're talking about stepping in, not stepping on, right? So in every blended family will begin with invisible scripts, meaning that the people that the stepfather is stepping in for, they carry stories in their hearts about how families should actually work. So the stepfather enters a home where these scripts are already written. The children may still measure love through the lenses of loss that they have suffered. The mother may actually hope that the stepfather will fill a gap and repair what has been broken. While society also has its own expectations,
right,
which is often they pressure him to become an instant hero or protector.
Sure.
But what does wisdom call for? Wisdom begins when he, the stepfather, begins to realize that love cannot be forced. Respect cannot be demanded. All these things must be cultivated with patience, and they actually must be earned. So a stepfather's strength, it actually lies in what we call quiet consistency. In a very quiet way, he becomes consistent in what he's doing and not try to take control. I'll give you a practical example from the Bible, my sister, which is the story of Joseph. Joseph is one person that is a very quiet figure in the life of Jesus. But He's a picture of an earthly father of Jesus, but he stands as a model of this quiet strength, right? That we're talking about. He wasn't biologically connected to Jesus. Yet, what are we seeing about him? He bore the weight of protection, of guidance, and of love. And this quiet figure was very influential in the life of Jesus, to a point where Jesus Christ was actually called the son of the carpenter.
Right.
And that wasn't the reference of the heavenly father. It was actually a reference to the earthly father, who was Joseph, the noble one. So his influence was still there. So Joseph never really just replaced the heavenly father, right? He mirrored him in his human form. So you asked about expectations, right? So the expectations must actually shift.
Right.
We're not waiting for the stepfather to perform, but we want him to be presence.
Okay.
His presence sometimes is the only gift that he has to give to create the gradual safe space so that there is actual healing going on.
Powerful one, my brother, right there. Thank you so much for that. And where do stepfathers often feel...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, so I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, it seems like we are losing Oprah. I don't know what's happening. It seems like you're muting yourself.
The show's muted. I don't know if I'm still audible.
I can hear you.
Still muted.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. You're actually on mute. I don't know if you're muted.
I don't know what was happening right there. Sorry about that. Okay. And I was saying, thank you so much for such a powerful, powerful answer to my question. All right. And where do stepfathers often feel tension between leading and respecting existing family dynamics?
Okay. I think the tension really is there. It's real, because leading a blended family home shows that when you want to lead as a leader in that home, it must not come from a place of authority, but it must come from a place of trust.
Right.
The children already have a history. There's emotional loyalty that they have. I mean, they have these unspoken griefs that they have gone through.
Mm.
So in order for a man who comes in as a stepfather to lead, they must lead with understanding the history that these people come with, right? So wise leadership begins by observing before directing, meaning that you need to be very patient to observe the dynamics that are at play. You need to learn to inspect the ruin, right? Just like in the Bible, we have Nehemiah, who was able to inspect the ruin before he started rebuilding.
Right.
A stepfather must first study the emotional climate of what's going on, where the cracks are, right? What memories are still aching? What conversations keep popping up? If a stepchild keeps mentioning the father's dynamics, he must be able to give a listening ear, right? So that they build trust through that process. Now, spiritual maturity here means embracing, there's an aspect of humility, and you are modeling after Jesus. Right, you want to have the humility to listen, and authority in the home must look like service. You are there to provide service, not to dominate and then bring people under your authority. No.
Right.
So when the stepfather listens, he validates, he respects the child's past, his leadership actually becomes very redemptive. It helps them to really see that they are actually men that are coming from a huge perspective.
Right. And my brother, Ish, you've mentioned a powerful point. You know, some parents believe in, what do we call it, co-parenting. So what happens when you co-parent, when one co-parents with the other one, and most of the time they need to spend time with their kids together? Mm-hmm. So how does one, like the stepfather, have to balance out all of that situation?
I think, first of all, you have to understand how the two are trying to co-parent without you trying to impose your own structure. First of all, you and the mother who are now together must be able to be on one page when it comes to how you want to see things play out. But also give an ear to the other person who is co-parenting as well. Like, don't take away their parentship.
Okay.
You're not there to replace anyone. You are there to make sure that the child understands the climate in which they're in, and you're providing the safety and the trust that they can have in you. Yours is not to take over, but to be the most healthy version of a man that the child can actually experience.
Sure. Mm. Powerful one. Yo, I hope for my listeners at home, we are getting somewhere. I hope someone is grabbing all the equipments, because I feel like when one is listening, maybe they are facing some challenges in their co-parenting and stepfathering. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy, man. So to our listeners at home, if you want to, maybe you have questions, Brother Mike is here to answer all your questions. You can send us your questions on +273 470 3520. +273 470 3520 is the number to dial. We continue with our conversation with Brother Mike Ashley Peary. So my brother, what are the healthy ways for stepfather to build trust with children who did not choose the relationship?
Okay. So some of the children in a blended family, they often wrestle with what we call divided loyalties.
Okay.
Right? They may love their biological fathers, right? They love them so much, and maybe their biological mothers as well. They love them to that extent, but they feel guilty for accepting another man's kindness.
Right.
So when that duty comes in, this is where patience becomes the language or the love language. You need to learn to be patient with the child. Now, trust is going to be key here. Trust is built through three habits that you need to intentionally, and I'm repeating the word intentionally,
right?
Deliberately develop. There are three habits that you can get into: consistency, empathy, and authenticity.
Sure.
To be consistent is to show up when you say you will. You know, show up for the child. It doesn't matter, like, if they're not showing you the loyalties that they need to at that time, you're more mature. You're able to have a bird's eye view, almost a God's eye view of what's going on there. So you need to be consistent. You don't have to shift your emotional or your availability to the child based on some of the loyalties that they have shown you or they haven't shown you as a man. So a man learns to be consistent. A man is bound by an oath.
Mm.
An oath makes the man, and then the oath, the man makes the oath, and then the oath makes the man. You made an oath to be a stepfather. That's an oath that should make you in the process. Right? So you must be consistent. You must be empathetic. Understand their pain without demanding their affection. Do not demand affection. Understand. You know, understand that the child has got all these, and it's okay to understand them without demanding that they need to show you affection as a father or respect as a father at that time. Then we say that we need to be authentic, right? Don't try to compete, you know, or imitate somebody else.
Okay.
Now, in practical terms, that means that you take interest in their world. You understand their hobbies, their fears, their routines. You listen more than you speak, you know. You don't rush into discipline. You build what we call rapport. A child will trust your heart, and they will eventually begin to respect your authority.
Yeah, okay. In a way, it's a bit of a challenge, because sometimes you'll try to apply your own strategy without even wanting to listen to the child or wanting to. You understand? So will that affect the relationship of you and the child?
Yeah, because children are very intuitive. In psychology, we always say children operate from a very primal model, right?
Okay.
They're very primal, they're very attached, they're very intuitive, their intuitions are still there. So they can see through you most of the times.
Okay.
They may seem to be not as experienced as you in life, and but they're very primal, just like a child can sense the energies that you'll carry at that particular time, and then they'll cry. Sometimes they're more inclined to this person. So you need to be aware of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yo. Yeah. All right. And what does grace look like when a stepfather's effort go unnoticed and misunderstood?
Mm. Now, grace is very interesting. I like the fact that you asked the question on grace, right? Mm. Because it has to do with everything.
Right.
That you have to do as a stepfather. You really have to apply grace. Now, grace is choosing faithfulness over recognition. Mm. I know when I step into a stepfather's role, by the way, I'm speaking from experience as well because I am a stepfather.
Right.
Step into that role, I'm choosing faithfulness over being recognized as a father. Every stepfather must remember this, that your impact may be invisible now, but it will form the roots deep in the soil of the child's life.
Mm, mm,
mm. Remember Joseph's story. I always refer because he's like my role model. I'm coming in, right. I'm taking up on this role as Joseph.
Right.
He obeyed largely and is so unnoticed in history. Yet, through this quiet care of Jesus, Jesus grew up in wisdom and stature. Jesus had to become a carpenter because his stepfather was a carpenter. Do you understand what influence this man had on Jesus?
Mm.
Imprinted on him. Today we're saying Jesus Christ was a carpenter and all this. It's because of Joseph.
Right.
Okay, so when your efforts go unseen, or remember that God often measures success not by outcomes, but by obedience. Hmm. You know, psychologically, rejection in a blended family is often misdirected pain. A child might be cold towards you and all that. You know that this is misdirected pain. It's not about you.
Right.
They may be grieving, you know, inside. That's grief, which is actually in disguise. Now, grace is the maturity to separate personal rejection from emotional residues that they are going through.
Mm.
You are planting seeds of stability. As a man, you're planting seeds of stability. And even if no one applauds, heaven does know what is going on there. Mm. The seeds will eventually grow. The farmer doesn't expect the seeds to magically generate right there and then. Right. The farmer has the patience of planting the seeds every single time.
Hey.
They show up.
Mm. Yes, yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Last question before I let you go, my brother. How can a stepfather mm-hmm. reflect the heart of the father in a home that is healing or adjusting?
Mm, very interesting question. So to be able to reflect the heart of the father is to embody unconditional love in conditional circumstances. What do I mean? These are very conditional circumstances that you find yourself into. The child may have gone through, the children may have gone through, their mother, they may have gone through these traumas. And because of that, they expect certain things. So how can you embody unconditional love? The father's heart is patient.
Right.
It is forgiving. It is forgiving. It's steadfast. It's consistent. It's oath-based. It is not manipulative. It does not compare. I'm not going to compare myself with somebody else. You know, it does not retreat when love is not retained. Ah, this child doesn't love me, doesn't show me all this, so I'm not going to do all this stuff for them. That's not the father's love. The father's love loves. Even when love is not retained, unretained love is what broke the heart of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. You know, practically, that means that you create a home or an atmosphere where every member feels safe to be honest. When anger arises, Your response as a man is calm. You know, you calm the storms.
Right.
When distance grows, yours is try to create a bridge with gentleness so that there's no distance anymore.
Right.
Your presence, just your presence, it becomes the living testimony that teaches what grace looks like. And I don't know if you remember what Jesus said. Jesus says, whosoever has seen me has seen the Father.
Yes.
So in the same way, a stepfather models compassion, intelligence, and also spiritual steadfastness. He becomes a reflection of the divine.
Mm.
Not because he's perfect.
Right.
But because he lets the love of the Father flows through him, even though he's imperfect.
Hey, oh, powerful one, my brother. Thank you so, so, so much for your time. But before I let you go, can we wrap up this conversation with a word of prayer? What a powerful, beautiful conversation with you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Can you pray for us?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are here again. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to talk about things that really matter. There are so many people that may struggle. There may be listeners that may be struggling right now as fathers. Father, I pray in a special way because you are a father. You will reach out to them and touch their hearts so that they can be massaged by you to act like you in their homes. Let them be men as you intended them to be men. We ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for your time, my brother. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.